It again.
Okay. Hello and welcome to COJ Roleplaying. My name is Eric, and tonight I will be your keeper of arcane lore as we continue our investigations into Call of Cthulhu. Tonight we will be continuing with our inquisitive investigators. I'm biffing this really bad. Okay, Daniel's going to have some stuff to get out. We'll be continuing our investigation with our investigators. All right, guys. Tell them who you are and what you do, starting with Graham.
Hi, I play Dr. Conrad Klein, a clinical psychologist and relationship counselor.
Kate.
Hello, I'm Dottie Nelligan, and I'm a freelance journalist.
Steve.
I am Dorian Dunn, and thus far, the ineffectual boxer.
Goose.
Hi, I am playing Dr. Jacob Gibson. I am a professor of the occult.
And Mark.
Lieutenant Donald Kennedy, Lord of the Akavi.
Fantastic. When last we left our inquisitive investigators, they were plumbing the depths after Joshua Winscott, who they were supposed to be helping explore a system of caves that he had discovered underneath his house. Unfortunately, upon getting to his house, they found that he had left ahead of them, and thus they endeavored to track him down by following in his footsteps. Though not literally, because they never found any tracks. It led them down through a series of tunnels, where they found themselves going about a half mile in distance and about 200 feet vertically downward, and they found carvings, ancient carvings, some of them depicting dinosaurs, as well as serpent people and a large serpent motif. And the strange bioluminescent fungus that lit up the area. Progressing further, they found themselves into some branching, some straight hallways with some branching corridors off to the side, but pursued to the end past a sinkhole and into what appears to be the den of some primitive ape-type creatures. The creatures did not seem to be very keen on having our investigators into their homes, and some of them got aggressive and attacked. Killing one and severely wounding another, the creatures eventually backed down. And now our investigators are starting to take a look into their surroundings, noticing that these creatures are, in fact, in families. This is most definitely where they live. And so, guys, now that you have seen these creatures, you're getting a good look at them as opposed to just kind of seeing creatures and having them attack you and fighting them off, and now that your adrenaline's starting to wind down. Let me take a look at this to see if you guys have to do a sanity check at what you're seeing.
You waited for us to cross the ocean, but wouldn't wait one more night for us.
Can you all make an education check for me?
Education check?
Yes.
100.
Oh, damn. Failure.
That is also what I rolled.
Oh, two damn. Critical failures.
I got a critical success.
Critical success. Okay.
I got a 27, which is a hard success.
Hard success?
Oh, actually, wait. If I roll 0 on both dice.
That is a 100. That is a critical failure.
Yep, okay.
Dottie.
I just wanted to make sure.
I got 35.
35, okay, that's a pass for you. I think that's a success, isn't it? Yep.
I think it's a hard success.
Hard success, okay. So as you're taking a look at these creatures, their skulls seem to have sloping foreheads, large eyes, pronounced snout-like jaws. Their arms are longer than that of the average human. However, upon investigation, they look a little... They don't look like any apes, really, that you've seen. Like I had said kind of earlier in the last episode, they look like if someone had jumped up one of the lesser primate species. Or, as your keen eyes have perhaps deduced, perhaps they have degenerated from human stock. And at seeing this and seeing a little bit too much humanity in these creatures, those three of you who succeeded, I need a sanity check. As you realize, there's a little too much human in them.
Okay.
14.
Pardon?
14.
14, that is a success.
Two,
that is also a success. Dottie.
47.
47, that sounds like success. You've got lots of sanity. Yeah. Okay, you each take one sanity. You all lose one sanity at the knowledge that these seem a little too close to human. I mean, they're not really close to human, but they're too close for what you expect in the natural world.
As well, would I have an understanding that it would be unusual for creatures that would, say, be related to chimpanzees or apes to be using weapons?
It is not. You had a very good education check. You had an extreme success on your education. You would know that there are some greater apes that do use tools. It has only just recently been identified that there have been some great apes who've been observed using some tool, very rudimentary. But
yeah, I'm just thinking that it's a pretty sophisticated to grab a club and then attack, with the club. Okay, well.
It's not impossible, but that actually makes you feel like they're a bit too human as well. It's another part of the realization that perhaps that club's a little too sophisticated for... Like, it's not like they picked up a rock. They picked up something that was fashioned to bash.
Yeah, so you said this room was full of junk and debris, correct?
Yeah.
What is this? What is in here?
You see discarded bones, you see discarded, wasted food waste, or probably in some of the areas, creatures waste.
I'm looking for anything that might have come from the surface, right?
In looking at this, I mean, you can make a spot. If you're doing a thorough investigation, you can make a spot hidden check.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out if, someone's helping these creatures. And that's a 79.
Oh. Looking around, no, you don't see anything that would indicate that, like, nothing from the surface is down here. You don't notice anything that would indicate that there's a person who's using modern technology to either keep these creatures alive or feed them or whatnot.
Dorian's going to take a look around to see if he can find any evidence that possibly Josh stumbled upon these guys and got his head smashed open.
Sure, make a spot hidden check. I will let you guys know that as you've moved away from the one that was shot in the head, the body is being slowly dragged into a corner. And as you listen, you start hearing a ripping and tearing sound some of these creatures seem to be ripping apart the body, possibly so that they can eat it later.
I got 13.
13. You don't see any
That's
evidence
a critical.
That Josh, yeah, you don't see any evidence that Josh was in here at all. You're looking for the telltale Turkish cigarettes, and there are none in here whatsoever. What you do find, however, is something carved into the stone wall. I'm going to drop that for you.
Can you re-say that, Eric, so we can take that, whatever that alert was out?
Alien.
What you do find, you don't find any sign of Josh in here. There's none of the telltale Turkish cigarettes. But what you do find is carved into the wall. I'll drop that into the chat as soon as my computer decides to speed up. There we go. And it says, "Mayhap someone will read these words someday, God willing. I, John Harper, write them here to tell my sorry tale and that of my fellows. Winscott sent us to our doom with his clever plans. He thought to escape the notice of the state of Rhode Island with the tunnel he had found. He should have thought for what purpose this tunnel was made at first. He called himself lucky and so damned us. As we shepherded his cargo through the tunnel, we were set upon by hideous things, and the fortunate fell to their claws and fangs. The rest were dragged here. The good book and preachers tell us that God cursed the serpent so that it might crawl on its belly forevermore. Why then does our new master still walk? How did he and his kind escape God's justice? Did they sleep here before the fall and so pass beneath notice? Now we serve this hateful serpent. He sets us to work for him, all men alike. He forces us to mate together as if we were no more than animals. I have seen my fellows die, wasting away, or at the pleasure of the serpent. We are hidden far from the loving eyes of God."
That's carved into the wall?
Mm-hmm.
That took some fucking time.
Oh, you imagine that a hale and healthy overseer might very well have a good 30, 40, 50 years ahead of him. If he was in his 20s, early 30s. Thus giving him time to carve into the wall. And that kind of solidifies in the minds of those of you who made your education rolls. Well, what would happen if you bred for certain characteristics, like dogs? Could in this time, doesn't seem possible in this time that someone could have bred humans to be this, but that note leaves you questioning what's going on.
Well, John Harper.
Can we show them the pictures that you guys drew? We have two fridge-worthy pictures drawn of the carving. Can we at least show it to them and see their reaction? Maybe? Or is that a bad idea?
Sure.
I think they're busy ripping apart the guy we killed. So.
Well, there's a lot of them in here. There's like 50 to 60 of them at least in here.
Oh, okay.
Someone's got to be hanging out somewhere.
Families of them. This isn't just like a family. This is families.
All right. Well, with Dottie's suggestion, I take out the drawing I did and the sketchwork. Do we get any reactions?
They seem all like they haven't really seen much in the way of you get the impression that if they have been around in this area, that they have seen the carvings on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the carving. They're kind of mystified by your paper. You're carrying around not stone that has the carvings on them. They don't... They're looking at it funny, but they don't take any particular... They're kind of scared of you. You blew up the head of one of them. And they don't understand how that happened. And grievously wounded another. So they're pretty scared of you guys.
Hmm. So they're pretty much living in filth.
Well, there certainly isn't a housekeeper around here, that's for sure.
They're signs of some sort of primitive technology, like clubs and weapons of that type.
Mm-hmm.
And then the really weird note carved into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't seen any signs of
Josh.
It does have, like, this does seem to be a series of connected chambers that are moving through here. So this was just found, this carving was found in one of the deeper chambers. And there seems to be a path that seems to lead in a if we're going to look at a map, in a northerly direction to where you've been traveling. So you've been kind of traveling to the east, and now there's a path that kind of goes up to the north.
I don't think we should stay around here too much longer in case the monkey man stops being afraid of us.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we want to go back and check the other passageway, or do we want to go north?
As a reminder, there's the passage going north. If you go back to the other hallway you're in, there was another direction at the end of it you could go, and there were two other directions going east and west that you could go in there as well.
I think we should go back and then head the other direction.
Okay, yeah. So we came to a T and we went left.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the right direction. Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool.
On the T intersection.
Okay. All right. So you head back. I misspoke. There's multiple, as you're going through, there was a way going south.
So there's two ways out of this chamber.
There was. You notice, and I apologize, you notice that one of the ways back appears to be that one east direction that you could have taken before the sinkhole.
Oh, okay, right.
And it connects up. Sorry, I thought it went up. I wasn't really looking at my map. But you see that it does connect back to that hallway.
All right.
So you can go back to that hallway, or you can go south. I'm guessing you guys want to go back to the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go back to that hallway with the sinkhole. You want to keep going straight ahead past the hallway?
Yes.
Yes.
We wanted to take the right turn now.
As you get there, you find a fork in the road. One going, continue going straight, and another one peeling off to go south.
Why don't we go theoretically? South? They may connect with that other passage coming off the right side of the tunnel.
Might, yeah.
Okay.
Want to do that just to verify, or?
Yeah, we'll just do verify. It's going in that direction anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You go south, and it comes to an intersection of another tunnel going kind of to the southwest and opening up into a chamber, a large chamber. And in this chamber, you see more of these same creatures again.
Oh, really?
It just seems to be strange fungus and lichens seem to be growing in this chamber. Some of the fungus stalks are quite tall, and it is noticeably warmer and moister in this chamber. There seems to be a few of these creatures here. The creatures seem less concerned about you being here. Their interest is piqued in that they notice you and they keep like an eye on you, but they're not acting aggressive. You have a bit of their interest, but not any of their concern. And let's. These creatures seem to be tending to the fungus. Almost like this is a farm of fungus.
Now, this one, we can verify that it went back to the entrance before the sinkhole then.
As you look As you look across, you see that it does open up. And if you do the mental cartography map, you realize it would connect back into where these creatures live.
Okay.
So this chamber would be at the T intersection where the hallway branches off into two directions to go either to where their homes are or off to the tunnel section you just came through and went south in. It's hard for me to describe it to you.
Yeah, that's fine, but it just hooks up to near where the sinkhole is.
It doesn't hook up to the sinkhole.
No, not the sinkhole, near where the sinkhole is.
It hooks up into, kind of. It's like about 50 feet along, and then it drops down, and then it comes to this chamber here. And so it's, it's kind of, the center of this chamber is kind of south of the T intersection.
Okay, that's fine. So it doesn't look like Josh has been here.
No.
Maybe, yeah.
It's hard to say. It's like a farm. It's a fungus farm.
I don't know.
How are they reacting to seeing us? Like, they haven't seen anybody new in, like, who knows how long.
You've wandered into their workspace. They notice that you're there. And so by being new, you are interesting, but, well, roll an intelligence, or roll a psychology check.
Four.
A four.
Yep.
That is a very good roll.
That is a very good roll.
These creatures, they're not afraid of you.
Okay.
You are intriguing. You are not worth you're not worth distracting them from their labors because you are not nearly as scary as what is having them do this. So you're interesting, but you're not worth reprisals for not doing their job.
I'm trying to decipher is, are we the first humans they've seen today or are we the second set of humans they've seen today? Like, could have Josh been through here already before us? I went, oh, crit, another set of humans. Big deal.
They don't hard. Talk, so it's really hard to say. You're yeah. gauging this kind of yeah. off of their looking at you.
Yeah. Off body language.
Yeah. You're new.
Okay.
That's about as much as you can really gain from it. You're new.
All right.
They're not language fluent in anything you can speak, so you can't really ask them questions or gauge their response like you normally would.
Yeah. All right, I think we should just go back to the T intersection or where this one forked off and then...
Yeah, go back to the one we haven't looked down.
Yep. Okay. So you go back. You backtrack yourself to the fork that you took the south branch on, and you go straight.
Yep.
And that leads you to a new T intersection.
Oh,
one going north, one going south.
I say south.
Sure.
South?
Mm-hmm. See if it leads us back to where we came from originally.
You work your way south, and you see a connection coming from the northeast. As you recall, the place where you went into the fungus farm had a branch going off to the southwest. This seems to connect up at the to be where that connects to. And it continues going south.
All right, so we're going to assume that goes back to the farm. So I'd say we just continue going south.
Okay. Can I just find out who's out front, who's in the middle, who's in the back?
No. Dorian will be taking the lead.
Okay.
Who's in behind him?
Behind him?
I'll take up the rear.
Or beside him, depending on how big the tunnel is.
I guess Dottie's just toddling up the middle.
Yeah, Conrad's in the middle.
Okay. Mr. Kennedy, can you please make a spot hidden roll for me?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. 13. Extreme success.
Extreme success. Okay, hang on a second here. I need to check something. What's your skill level in spot hidden?
76.
76. Oh. You notice movement kind of off to your right side. And as you spin to look at it, it almost looked like something was coming towards you, but it disappeared into the side of the tunnel. As you spin, you shine your flashlight in there, and there is a hole there, but it's not something that a human could move through. It's not big enough.
All right, tell the party, be alert. Something's following us.
Yeah, seems like something might be. So now you've found that intersection. Do you want to keep going south, or do you want to turn around and go back north? What do you want to do?
Keep going.
Keep going south? Okay.
Keep going south.
You keep going south, and you find another fork, one going to the southeast, one going to the southwest. If you look down to the southwest, it does look like it opens up into a room of some sort, but you can't see much from here. Or a room. It opens up into a larger chamber, I should say.
Have we felt an incline or decline while we were traveling?
I mean, there might be a steady slope down to this. Like, not like gentle, nothing precipitous.
Nothing major.
Nothing major. There might be a steady. It's hard to say. There might be a little bit of an incline or decline at points, but it's hard to say.
Let's go check out this chamber.
Okay. The walls of the tunnels you're going through definitely seem kind of natural in shape. They're not straight. They're twisty, turny, curvy kind of passages. Right, you go down into this chamber, and it definitely seems intentional. This was carved out. It's a rectangle in shape. It's very purposeful. And let's see, where's my stuff? Here we go. And you see this in the middle of it. A giant statue of a snake with an altar in front of it.
Shit, we're in Cobra headquarters.
Cobra La!
Let me give you a proper description as I get to.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, this grotto is dominated by an enormous natural column that has been carved into the likeness of a great coiled serpent with a white crest symbol upon its forehead. Formed with pale gemstones. In front of the serpent is a large altar marked by dark stains. Those of you with a medical background or a military background would notice that this seems to be blood stains. Actually, in a combat background, we'll say, because the boxer's definitely seen dried blood, but lots of it.
And wet blood.
And so is camping.
It is decorated with intertwined geometric carvings and runes. A spherical golden censer on stands flank the altar, each pouring forth clouds of perfumed incense.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who's maintaining this incense down here? It ain't the monkey people.
Gold, you say?
I did not say gold. Oh, the golden censers. Yes. Sorry, golden censers. Yes. You are more than welcome to explore the temple. This is what you see at the entryway. If you would like to walk in and explore the temple, you may.
Yeah. I think we shall.
I think you should.
Okay. all of you walking in, I need you to make a pow check.
Pow check.
Pow.
Pow.
Okay.
Ooh. I rolled a one.
That's very good. Any other successes?
Yep, 42. 44 to 60 here.
No. That's three. No for Conrad. Dottie?
It's 90.
90, that is a fail. So, Mr. Kennedy, Dr. Gibson, and Mr. Dunn, as you step into the clouds of incense from the censer, you see from the giant serpent statue in the middle, its mouth open, as snakes of all different types start slithering and falling on their way out, just erupting from this mouth are various breeds of snake.
Uh-oh.
From that's the carved mouth, and each bear a white crescent on the forehead. You are quickly, very quickly, overwhelmed by a mass of serpents slithering all over you. You are being covered in snakes, and you cannot move.
And this is for passing the power check?
This is for passing?
The snakes don't bite you. They don't constrict you. But they crawl all over you and flick their tongues against your skin, tasting you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I have to get to another page. I require you all to make sanity checks for me. This is the three of you who see the vision.
42.
42?
Out of 59.
Okay. Mr. Dunn? 24. That's a pass. Mr. Kennedy?
A 28 out of 57.
28 out of 57. You all lose one sanity, but you also gain 2 points of Cthulhu Mythos.
Ooh.
As you are given a vision, so you don't know who from, but I will tell you as the players that you've just received a vision from Yig.
Hmm.
But that's of no use to your investigators right now, because they're all freaked out by the heebie-jeebies of these snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And as that comes to an end, you blink, and the snakes are gone. For Dottie and Dr. Klein, you saw them walk up into the sensor smoke and just stop staring at the giant statue. And they stood there for a couple of minutes until they blinked and they're back with you.
Y'all doing okay?
So, Something in the incense.
Whole lot of them. Did you guys not see them?
What snakes?
There was a lot of snakes.
Not.
There was no snakes. Not one single solitary snake.
No, they're gone now.
Sorry, folks. What else is in here? We know there's no snakes.
There's the altar, the two golden censers, and the giant statue of a coiled serpent.
Can I roll occult to find if anything, if there's any occult lore on any of
them? Actually, yes. You can roll an occult lore. I will allow that.
Ooh, 44.
44?
Oh, this still under, but...
It's under? Okay. Now, this definitely seems to be a classic occult temple. This is definitely a temple. You're not quite sure to what, but it is definitely a cult temple. The bloodstains on it seem to indicate that ritual sacrifice is definitely a thing for this cult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look around.
Yeah, you can look around.
I ought to also go to look around more, but I'm going to look around the altar and around the statue.
Mm-hmm. Is there another way out of this chamber?
No, there is not another way out of this chamber. This is very much a dead end.
No pun intended, I'm sure.
No pun intended.
We'll see.
Well, I want to search around, see if I can find anything in this chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As you guys are searching around, you hear this scraping sound. Like claws on stone. And it's coming from behind you. So you look around. This greets you.
Ghastly.
It is ghastly.
And it's coming into the room from the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. You guys have been making quite a bit of noise. It's entirely possible that something would come looking for you.
Guys with the guns, start shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to start with initiative. It has a dexterity of 65, which beats all of your dexterity.
Me.
And it seems very much intent on coming after you.
It's not by any chance the size of those 8 people, is it?
No.
No.
Let me put it this way. Dorian's the biggest one around you guys. This thing's like almost 2 Dorians in size.
Oh, you're a big guy. Okay,
yeah.
That's a bigger boy.
You gauge his strength, Dorian. He does not seem to be almost twice your strength, but he is big. However, his limbs are able to contort and move in such a way that you reckon maybe it could very easily slip through a small space, in spite of its size. But I have to roll.
Damn it.
To see who it's going after.
Oh no.
With an 85, it is going after Mr. Dunn. He is clearly the largest and most intimidating one of you all. And it is coming right at you. And it whiffs hard, unfortunately. But it is coming out, and it just lashes out at you, but misses. So that takes us to our Dexterity 60 people. That is everyone except Dr. Klein.
I think I might start because it attacked me, and I'll just retaliate.
Sure. Go for it.
I'm going to whiff hard.
You're going to whiff hard? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to shoot, and I should 38. I rolled
38
out of 40, so that's good.
That's a standard success.
Dodge my fucking bullets, asshole.
It did not dodge.
Stuff.
Okay. Roll your damage.
6 plus 2 for 8.
It's 2 for 8. Okay. Mr. Kennedy?
All right. Shoot him.
I assume Dottie didn't want to rush in before the gunshots went off.
I miss.
You miss? Okay. Keep track of your ammo, guys. I think you've each shot 3 times now.
Yep.
Okay. Dottie, what do you want to do? This thing is scary.
Actually,
that reminds me. You guys need to make sanity checks. I keep forgetting that. Well, we'll do it. We'll start it effectively at next turn. But you can make sanity checks then.
Okay. I have a stat for firearms. Does that mean I just, like, have one, or?
Nope.
No. Okay. Switchblade it is.
Switchblade.
I guess just kind of go for it, you know?
Just going to go for it? Okay.
Stab and dodge. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tiny. I can be quick, right?
Yep.
I have a decent dexterity.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's, yeah, 34.
34? He does not dodge.
Okay.
So, yep, roll your damage.
One.
One? That's okay. One.
Just one.
Just one. That's all right. One happens. That brings us to Dr. Klein. Dr. Klein, what are you going to do?
Dr. Klein is useless in a fight like this. I think I'm going to move back and...
give him some Freudisms.
Pull out the mini-book. Is there any way I can assist either Donald or Jacob with their firearms?
Not unless you take their gun from them and shoot it for them. No.
Keep handing it back and forth.
I will say that will take an action to take their gun.
No. Okay, I'm just going to move back out of the way because Dr. Klein is not going to be of any use in hand-to-hand combat with that.
Okay, that brings it back to the Gast's turn. Now we're rolling basically a 50-50 on whether it's going after Dottie or Mr. Dunn because they're the ones in its face. So we're going to say 1 through 50 is Mr. Dunn because it was already attacking him. Anything above that is Dottie. Now with the 46, it's attacking Mr. Dunn. With a 91, it is going to miss. He is rolling dog shit.
Welcome to my world.
That brings us back to our pugilist. What are you doing?
I'm going to try and punch him in the face.
Okay, you try and punch him in the face.
Oh, and I rolled a 20 on my sanity.
Oh, that's right, sanity checks for everybody.
Oh,
that's a successful sanity check.
I rolled a 45.
45, that's under your sanity?
Yep.
Dottie? You have a suspicious look at someone who failed her sanity check.
Quite the contrary. I got 4.
You got 4? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Klein?
39.
39? That sounds good. Mr. Kennedy?
A 2.
A 2? You all passed your sanity checks. You are so damn lucky. Okay. None of you take a sanity loss, amazingly enough. Would have been a D8. I really wanted to drive one of you temporarily insane again. It's just too bad for me. Okay. So, yes. Attacking.
I rolled a 7.
A 7? He does not succeed on his dodge.
That would be 5 damage.
5 damage. It is definitely hurt.
Like, take that.
Very, it is definitely looking hurt. He has not taken enough to take a wound, but it is hurt. Dottie, you're right up in its grill. Do you want to try stabbing him again?
Stabby. Okay.
Is it possible, just one second, is it possible for me to kind of like, you know, boxers, I'm sticking and moving. Can I, like, roll a psychology or something to try and... I want to maintain its focus on me.
A taunt of some sort?
This is not a creature of... You look into its eyes. This is not a creature of intelligence. Okay. This is a creature of instincts. And perhaps it understands it has a job to do. And that might be about the size of what it knows.
Okay, so instinctively, I've heard it the most, so I should be doing what I intended.
You have not heard it the most.
Oh, no? Gunshot?
No.
Gunshot
Dr. Gibson shot it. It is definitely, I believe. I believe he is.
Of the things that's in its face.
So far.
All right.
But Dottie's turn to try stabby stabby again.
19.
And so, yeah. Oh, but a 07 on his dodge, which for him is an extreme success, means that he does not fall prey to your switchblade.
He was going to be good hit points, though.
Bends the brakes. All right, Mr. Kennedy.
All right, let's fire again.
Firing again.
Ooh, no, 48.
48, that is a miss. Okay. Dr. Gibson.
I rolled a 4.
A 4? That is a success. That is
and
it.
I rolled max damage.
Oh, how much 12. Is that? 12?
Yep.
Ooh, headshot.
Yeah, it is a headshot. Right through his eye. Twists a little and falls backwards.
Ooh,
and as you all take a breath, that this dangerous creature never laid a single claw on any of you. There's a scraping sound coming from the entrance to this room.
Another
gasp comes through the entryway.
All right.
You are making a lot of noise with guns. And we start up combat again, and he has the same dexterity as his fellow, so he's going to go. And it is even odds as to who he decides he wants to attack. But with a 90, he's still attacking Mr. Dunn because these things are fucking stupid. And with a 53, he whiffs because he has a really lousy attack. It is now our dexterity 60 people. He's up in the. Do we want to do hand to hand first? He's right up in. He's right up with Dottie and Dorian.
Yeah, I'll go.
Sure.
Smack this guy.
I am not pleased with these guests.
46. So 46. Just standard success.
Success. With a 7, he dodges.
I guess Dottie would like to stab him as well.
Okay.
Not so great. I got a 59.
Oh, that's not going to do it. Mr. Kennedy.
All right, let's shoot again.
This is your 6th shot?
5th.
Yep. Okay, yep, 5th shot.
It was a 30 to hit.
30? Okay. No. That's a success. He fails to dodge, sorry.
Okay.
Are there any, like, loose objects that Dr. Klein could pick up and throw at this thing? Rocks at the ground?
I mean, examine that photo. It actually seems to be a well cared for room, as opposed to like where the 8 people were.
What's in the sensors? There's like coals burning, or
yeah, there's probably coals burning with some kind of. There's some kind of matter inside that they're burning.
All right. So, oh, man. Well, I'll try this. Dr. Klein, I would like to, like, grab the pole and, like, mm-hmm. try to fling the coals out at our second gas friend.
Well, it's not your turn yet. Because...
Oh, isn't it?
It's damage from Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, you guys didn't stop talking. 5.
Sorry, Mark.
5? Okay. So that's the first damage.
Valerie distracted me. She's in here trying not to get on screen.
Again?
Okay. that makes it now Dr. Gibson's turn.
Nope, that bullet flung right by him.
Nope, okay, that's a miss. Yep.
Good night.
I'm going to say that you are not proficient with this kind of thing as a weapon, throwing coals out of sensors as a weapon, but I will let you make it as an attack, but it's going to be your brawl, but with disadvantage.
Oh, okay. Well,
treat it like a fishing rod, like you're casting.
Okay, well, my first roll is a 10.
Okay.
There's hope.
There's hope, yeah.
And so, if hope needs to be crushed, it should be crushed in this way. 100.
Oh, you got double zeros. Okay, yes, you got a 100. Oh, that's a critical failure with an attack. Yeah, make a luck roll for me.
A luck roll, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 28. So that's
28 on a success. You don't hurt any of your companions. However, you do hurt yourself. You take 1 point of burn damage as coals fall on you.
Dough.
Dough indeed. At least you didn't fling it at one of your companions, which was what's going to happen if you failed the luck check.
That's what I basically figured. Well, sorry, I told you Conrad's not very good to fight.
No, oh, and this is evident proof of that. Well done, Conrad. Okay. This is definitely not going the way I wanted it to. But he'll continue on. Same rules before for who he's going to physically... Actually, you know what? He might just jump and attack anybody. So we're going to make it very random. But with a 92, he's still sticking with Mr. Duck because I can't roll less than that. And with a 58, you still can't hit him. All right, pugilist.
This is Dorian's job.
Punch away.
27.
27, that's a... Yeah, let's see if he can dash. He cannot. Do you damage?
Ooh, that's maximum damage.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
That's 8.
8, that is a lot. How could 8 men have given you guys more trouble than this? Ridiculous. I didn't give you that much trouble. Only one of you got hit for 1 damage. So
they were dodgy fuckers. That's what they were.
Yeah, but they have a worse dodge stat than this guy does. No, they have a slightly better dodge stat. But their attack stat's better. Or is worse, so I don't know. Dottie, you're right up in there. Do you want to stab him again? Or try?
Yes, please. Let's hope I do a little better this time. No. 55. A little bit better. Not enough.
No, it take quite a blow from Dorian, and it staggered off to the side as you tried to thrust, and you missed in the space where it used to be.
So it's not my fault.
Nope, not this time. Not this time. It's not perfect. A lack of coordination. It was a lack of anticipation of his movement. Let's go to Dr. Gibson.
All right. I got a 14 to hit.
14 to hit. Let's see if he can manage to. I'm going to. Yeah, no. He does not dodge.
7 damage.
7 damage. And that is enough to drop this thing. A very disappointing fashion for the keeper. Creature falls dead, bleeding out onto the floor, kicking a little, trying to get to Dorian to sink its claws into him, and utterly, utterly failing.
As he's like last twitches, Dorian's going to drop a boot on its head. Insult to injury.
That is the end.
And then I'm going to post up against the door, so when the next one comes in, I get shot on him first.
So, as you all quiet down, wait. And wait. Wait. Nothing comes into the room.
All right.
Very unimpressed with these things.
Shall we assume that Josh is dead, killed by one of these things?
You see no evidence of Josh with any of the with either of these.
Oh, well, if these things are running around, he's on his own.
Hmm. Oh, poor Josh.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it seems like every time I hang out with you guys, we run into monsters.
You look at these creatures, and you look at this serpent statue. It doesn't take a bright and brilliant man to realize this creature did not carve that snake. This creature would have carved you to pieces if it had the chance. But the fine detail of the scale work on that giant snake. No, this thing doesn't hold tools. It's got giant claws for hands. It's not doing any chisel work.
I think it was Josh that did all the... He's the bad guy.
So they're just the guard dogs is what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm saying it seems very unlikely that that creature carved that snake.
I feel like we should maybe get the heck out of here.
Well, there's two unexplored hallways. Is that correct?
Let me take a look at the map, and I can describe what directions you have to go.
If we go out of this chamber, there should be another hallway we didn't go down.
Yep, kind of goes to the southeast. Or there's going back the way you came to the north. There was a chamber up there as well. There wasn't a chamber. There was a hallway.
There was a hallway, yeah.
Yes.
That we deciphered that just went back to the mushroom farm.
No, you did not.
No, this is one we ran into earlier.
Oh, okay.
The
other side of the T.
Yeah, we chose to go south instead of north, so there's a way north, and then there's that other passageway that we came into this room instead of going that way.
Yeah, why don't we check out the closer one? That would make more sense.
Do you want to go north, or do you want to go southeast?
Southeast.
Southeast, okay.
Because the north passage is further away.
Yes, technically. Okay, so you start going down to the southeast. It's the same kind of natural cave work. And you come to yet another fork in the cave. One going south and one going east. So you've gone from a downward diagonal, and then one's going this way and one's going that way.
Oh, God.
At least it's not jammed doors.
No. There's been no doors. Not a single one.
Fuck off.
Any evidence of Turkish cigarette butts?
Make a spot hidden check.
'99!
You see no Turkish cigarette butts.
I rolled an 88, so no, I didn't see it either.
You got Mario Lemieux, I got Wayne Gretzky. You someone to get Gordie Howe?
Gino, one apple, one Tilly.
Alrighty, so do you want to go south, or do you want to go east?
South.
Go south.
Everyone wants to go south?
Yep.
Okay. Start heading south. You see a bit more light coming. You see it coming to a bit of a bend, and a bit more light than you were used to for the rest of this cave system. And as you approach it, is distinctly more lit, like much more like you would think, like in a like the modern kind of way of being lit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Lanterns.
Not that kind of lit.
Not that modern.
Not that modern. I meant modern 1920s lit.
He was a build so... I'm the man you want to get married to. Are you saying you...
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Cut that out, Danielle.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. So you're coming up to a bend. Is there... Do you wish to keep pressing forward? What do you want to do?
I think we should just keep on going.
Okay. As you step up to it, there is definitely an intentional room here. And it looks...
Should we be, like, trying to sneak our way? It's been a while since the gunshots and stuff.
You can try to stealth, sure. Everyone make a stealth check for me. That sounds like a success.
From 100 to 1.
There you go. Running the whole 15. Gamut there. 15, okay.
Perfect, that worked.
Dottie?
47.
Out of?
Wait, I just had it in front of my face. 80.
47 out of 80. Mr. 81. Kennedy?
81.
81. Mr. Dunn?
I gotcha. 82.
82. So as the three of you are posting up real well, like, you've got this. The floor is a little bit squishy. It's muffling your movement. The soldier and the boxer. Simultaneously pilot. Bump into a loose stalagmite and topple it down with a bit of a clatter.
That's okay. They'll be looking at them. Reed, eat your heart out with this stealth check.
That was a very, very good stealth check.
It's not going to get any better.
No, it's not. What is this? Yeah, that makes it harder to do. Okay. You hear like a hissing kind of sound. Now, hissing kinds of sounds rarely sound like you've never heard an annoyed snake before.
Like a steam whistle hiss?
No, not like a steam whistle hiss. This is more like if you could think of a snake being annoyed, that's the sound it would make.
Damn it.
It kind of sounds like a toilet flushing. Not kidding.
As you come up to the edge of what is going to be the room that I'm about to show you in front of you, you see this image.
Got a gong.
What appears to be a laboratory / living space for the creature that you see inside. Let me give you a description of them as soon as I find it. So, let's start with this. The first thing you notice is that this air seems to be very warm and also very dry.
Ooh.
It's very humid. It's very warm and very humid. And is strangely perfumed in the air, like it is scented. Off to one side, there are leather pillows and furs, and there is a... seems to be something of a natural hot spring in a portion of it. As noted, there is a gong as well as a laboratory area, as well as a strange opening in the wall of the cave. Having a hard time discerning exactly what this opening is on first glance. And you also see locked behind locked behind metal bars in something of a cistern area is one Joshua Winscott.
Okay,
something, there's a creature in here, you said.
Oh, yes, there's a creature in here. I cannot find his description.
A tortoise.
Oh, no, it is not a tortoise.
A turtle?
Weasel.
Turtle, sorry.
Lemming.
No, we are not connecting up to the next campaign that readily.
Lemmings in a trench coat.
Yeah, you wish. Oh, that doesn't give
three,
me a description.
Three children in a trench coat?
Not at all.
Jawas. It's Muppet Jawas.
Man. Jawas. No. We're
in England. They have to be English underground dwellers.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Pixies.
I've got the stuff for this encounter Brownies. In his lair, but I don't have the description of what he looks like.
Brownies are Scottish.
Are they?
Well, okay, what you see in front of you is a giant serpent man. Serpent head, large body, big hands, claws. But where you would think, like, all the creatures you've seen in here are not intelligent, not even really. This thing has the eyes that look upon you with disdain. Like, you are befouling his space. You have not gone unnoticed. It sees you and just hisses at you. Who are you to come into my space? You filthy, upjumped primates.
His name's Dorian. Nice to meet you.
There's another way out, you
hisses
said?
Hisses at you and it does not approve.
Sorry, there's another way out. So we're coming in this one entrance. There's a second entrance, or second something.
I would like you all to make, what would it be? I would like an occult roll from Dr. Gibson.
I've got a cult as well.
I would like an occult roll from you as well.
So that's
a four?
A four.
Very good. I just got a regular success, 15.
This opening seems to be, like, it's what you see on the other side does not match this room or the hallway behind you. It's shimmery. Like, for you, you're seeing this shimmery opening that goes into another room. But it doesn't seem natural. You, Dr. Gibson, seem to think that this is some kind of magical workings. This is an unnatural opening in the world. This is something that may be a portal to another location.
Okay.
That's not possible.
Well,
and I'd like you all to make a sanity check on seeing giant serpent man.
Uh-oh.
Got a one. That's a pass.
Got a 74.
That's a fail.
I got 74 as well.
That's a fail.
I got 79.
That's a fail. And Mr. Kennedy?
85.
85, that is also a fail. Dottie's the only one who passed the sanity check. Luckily for you guys, it is only a D6. I have to double check the rules for what is required to drive you guys temporarily insane. So give me a brief moment.
This is not looking good for me.
Well, first let's see what it is, and then I'll see if I have to... Oh, you guys lose 1 point of sanity.
Yes!
Woo. Okay. I think if it was a five or higher, you guys have the potential for going temporarily insane. But no, not this time. Not this time. So he stomps his foot loudly on the ground and says, "What are you doing here?"
Stomps his foot?
Yeah.
Like Snake Man.
He's a snake man with feet and hands. The serpenty snake man.
Oh, so it's Serpentor. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a Nega.
Not a Nega.
I'm
going to say he's got feet. We'll just leave it with that.
Dorian's going to say, "We just came looking for our buddy. Found him. We're just going to take him and we'll..."
"My property. Out. He came into my domain."
"Can we just borrow him for a minute?"
He hisses at you again. "My experiments need fresh bodies."
That doesn't sound pleasant.
"We just dropped two back there."
"We dropped them."
His eyes narrow at you. He's not pleased with what you have just said. He points to two of the ape men in the room and says, "You have killed my servants." He is asking you a question.
"They're sleeping?" "Maybe we've done that, yes."
So he's not happy that you are here. Does anyone want to... Are you going to try and social your way out of this situation?
Social.
Or are you going to try to convince him, intimidate him? I mean, I don't think charm's going to work. He thinks you're kind of disgusting.
Certainly not Dottie.
You know what?
Persuade
might work. Persuade or intimidate. Charm is not going to work. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
If somebody wants to try and persuade, I'll let that happen. If it looks like a persuasion is not going to work, Dorian will try the intimidation route.
All right, let's see if I can persuade him to let us...
"We can make a case out of his smoking habit. You don't want to work on him."
"Smoking practically cures cancer, Dottie. Why would this be a bad thing?"
"I feel like this reptile man might not be of the same mind."
You don't want him. He's no good. He's no good for you.
Very high in cholesterol.
Yes.
You could try to make that argument.
Nope.
Yeah. "Do you think I want to eat him? I want to experiment on him. I consider experimenting on you."
Oh.
Dorian's going to take a step or two into the room, kind of limber up and be like, "Look, I've already laid waste to everything that this cave system has thrown at me. If you want to be the next one, step up. Otherwise, get out of my way. We're taking our friend, and we're getting out of here."
Make an intimidation check.
You're cool. Ow,
dropped metal die on toe. That's an 8.
He failed his intelligence check somehow with an intelligence of 90.
Ooh.
That you're trying to intimidate him. You want him to pass his intelligence check.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. With that in mind, he's going to cast a spell at you. I would like you to make a opposed POW check.
Three?
You rolled a three?
I rolled a three.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so he tried to reach into your mind, not exactly the same way you've had someone reach into your mind before. Like, you had Corbett reach into your mind and he filled it with visions. This was more a suggestion that you want to obey this creature. But it didn't work. It didn't take your boxer's instincts to flight or surrender. It's a fight for you. You don't give in quite so easily. And he's just done something aggressive.
I think I'm going to reciprocate.
Get out of my head!
Yeah, okay.
Really, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, you can definitely attack him.
No, not a good idea, but hey. Let's just roll the dice, see what happens.
Okay, so you're attacking?
Yep. That's a 49.
It's a 49. That's a hit, I'm guessing. That's a
standard success.
He also got a standard success, but your fight is better than his dodge, so you succeed.
Nice. Oh.
He really expected that to work.
I'm going to hit him with 6 points of damage.
6 points.
And effectively, as I take the swing and hit him, I'm going to yell, get out of my head, and then I'm going to point at him, last chance, step away.
This is effectively initiative. Are any of you going to attack, or are you going to wait to see how this threat pans out?
Oh, I don't think this threat's going to pan out very well, so...
So are you planning to attack? Like, that's the question. Like, there will be no intimidation check if you attack.
No, I'm planning on to attack.
Okay.
We heard what he said. He's in his head. I don't want him in my head.
How heavy does that gong look?
Heavy enough that you couldn't use it as a weapon, if that's what you're thinking.
No, Conrad could move it, though.
Oh.
It'd probably be a strength roll or something, right?
He might be able to move it. It would require a strength check, probably. But let's, you're firing your gun, okay? Fire your gun.
Yeah. And no.
No. Okay, you missed. Bullet zooms past him. Mr. Kennedy, what are you doing?
So I've just seen him be attacked by two of my compatriots. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to join in and fire a shot at him.
Okay.
Aw, 43.
That's a fail? Okay.
Yeah, I need a 42.
Dottie.
Try and stab him.
Okay.
51. Not so good.
Not so good. That brings us to Dr. Klein.
Okay, so Dr. Klein is concerned about this shimmery doorway opening thingamabob on the side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is move the gong in front of it to act like the Stargate Iris.
Okay, make a strength. Make a strength check. It's going to be, you're going to need a hard success or better. It looks pretty.
Yeah, I assume it's going to be difficult. So I need 30 or under. And I got a 21.
Oh my God. Okay, you push the, you push that in front of it.
So my intent was there might be, we don't know what's on the other side. He may have allies. So if anyone tries to come through, they'll hit their head on the gong. And it'll be a comedic scene.
And we'll know they're coming.
Then they won't be able to get through. I mean, so they'll have to make the strength check. So there.
Conrad, I want you to make a psychology check.
Ooh.
As he looks at what you've just done.
I'm good at those. So that is a 19.
16. Okay. You understand the look in his eye.
Pardon?
You understand the look in his eye. You understand that sometimes when you can encounter a dangerous creature in the wilderness, if that creature has a way out, there's a chance that creature will take it and leave. You see a look in his eye that says, no, you did not. Because you just took his way out away. And now he's super pissed at you.
All right.
So super pissed that he's coming for you. I'm not rolling for it. You just tried to block his escape route.
Okay, so I'll yell out, I think we've got him cornered now, everyone.
You do that as he's charging at you. Full charge at you.
Whoopsie!
Does anyone get an opportunity attack as he moves out of their space?
No. he's going for a bite attack, and with a 24 is a success for him. I need you to roll a dodge.
Oh my God, oh no. So that is an 84.
That is not good for Dr. Klein, because his bite is very dangerous.
Okay.
You take 1 point of damage, but you must make a constitution roll. A constitution save.
Okay, so now I'm at 8 hit points.
Yeah.
It's just con roll. Okay. 10.
10.
So that is a critical success on my con.
As he bites into you, you pull away instinctively. So he just kind of catches the edge of your neck and shoulder, like he bit down right into your neck and shoulder. And as you pull away, you see this green dripping from his fangs. He was attempting to poison you, and the little bit that got in there was just not enough to take.
Just some tingling, some burning.
Yeah, it burns a little and starts to go numb a bit, but it doesn't seem to have sunk in, really. You are fucking lucky. It's a D8 plus a D8 for that.
Oh, shit. That would kill me.
Oh, yeah. It could very easily kill you.
On average, it would. Should have gone with the average, dude.
No. I roll dice. When you guys are lucky, you're lucky. And when you're not, you're not.
Okay. That's the way it goes. Someone help! He's got poison in his teeth. Help!
Mr. Dunn, it is your turn.
You're muted.
Your move, creep.
Okay, I'm going to run to the aid of the doctor. I'm going to Superman punch this thing in the mouth.
Okay, give it a shot. In the jaw.
In the jaw, yes. I rolled a 12.
A 12.
That is a critical success.
Nice. That is a extreme success.
Extreme success.
Critical success is a 1. The only
okay.
critical. Oh. But that beats his Standard success at a dodge.
And that's 7 damage. Pow.
Pow indeed. Dottie, your turn.
Gonna try and stab him.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you try and stab him.
69!
69 is a nail.
Yeah, no good.
Once again, you stab where he was, but not where he ended up after getting clocked by the boxer. Okay.
I need to know what the roll would be for pistol whipping.
Pistol whip.
Brawl.
That would be your brawl attack. Yeah.
Brawl attack. Okay. We are going to try to pistol whip him.
Okay.
Because we ran out of ammo. I did not pistol whip him.
I failed to do something as well when you guys were missing. Actually, let's see if it's taken effect. Actually, no. Dr. Gibson, roll a luck check for me.
Forty-one,
that's a success?
That is a success.
Mr. Kennedy, make a luck check for me.
86.
86, that is a fail. In the time since your shot went wide and did not hit this creature, it did, however, hit his laboratory equipment. Highly flammable chemicals. A fire is starting.
Snakes don't like fire.
Neither do humans.
No one likes fire.
Nobody likes fire in a room. Uncontrolled. Especially a chemical fire. Mr. Kennedy, though, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I've got one shot left.
One shot left, okay.
And I hit.
You hit, okay. Standard success?
32.
That is going to beat his 57, which is a fail.
All right. 8 damage.
Oh. That puts him over.
Ooh.
He collapses, clawing at the gong to try to pull it to the side, but failing to do so.
All right.
Down.
Vanity isn't going to be outsmarted by some reptilian abomination.
I bet they're just rubber masks.
Yeah. As someone who failed his sanity check, no, you don't think it's a rubber mask. Dottie might be the only one who thinks it's a rubber mask.
I can pause,
yeah. The creature dies. A fire is starting in the laboratory section. And to let you guys see what this... Okay, I'll give you guys a bit of a map. Hang on a second. I have to zoom in so you can't read the rest of what it says.
Well, we need to get Josh out of there.
Yeah, we need to get Josh out too. So.
Okay. We're going to call it a. It's not really a spot hidden. Let's say. Everyone, make an intelligence check. To see if you can figure out how to open up the gate to this cistern.
Oh, 44.
88. The poison. The poison's affecting me more than I thought.
12.
So we have a smattering of successes. There is, in fact, a pulley next to the cistern gate.
Let's try the lever.
Tried the lever. Unfortunately, right now, the laboratory is... it's where everything... where the fight was going on. So the cistern is nowhere near... It's not nowhere near. It's not right next to it. It's a little bit off to the side. So you are able to pull it open, and you see Josh is in there. Josh is mentally not very well. He is sitting there rocking in a pool of water. He seems to have lost his mind to some degree. Could, let's see. I need a psychology check from those who have the skill.
Ooh, I got that.
I'm good at those. So that is a 36.
19.
Not so great. Well, it's a...
I got a
100.
Well, actually, it's a hard success.
Hard success.
I got a 41. Okay. Regular success.
With those successes, you seem to be able to get him to get up. He's going to need your help to get out of this room. But you can get him moving.
Give him to the big guy.
Yeah, have him pick him up.
Okay.
Make a standard strength check. You've been throwing your arms around a lot. Let's make sure you can still carry a guy.
Standard success, 78.
Okay. That's good enough.
Standard success.
That's good enough. So you can get him in a kind of a fireman carry and start moving out of here. So you can start moving into the hallway. So anything you like, this chemical fire is going to, it's a limited chemical storage, a limited fire. Leaving the room is going to save you guys.
Well, no, before we leave, I want to, Dr. Klein wants to take a look around and see if there's any written material.
The written material
books,
would be
scrolls.
In his laboratory section, which is currently on fire. You've spent time opening the gate, getting Josh out. The fire has spread to encompass most of the laboratory.
Is there anything, like, producing that portal? Like, is there anything that we could just, like, take with us?
You can't see the portal. It is behind a gong. And the gong, the gate is right next to the laboratory. If you want to go investigate it, you're going to run the risk of being set on fire.
I'm saying we get the hell out of Dodge, and once we get this guy to snap back into reality, we strongly suggest that he closes the cave system somehow.
This is really going to affect his property values.
I don't think if they know about it, it would be okay.
Okay, so you move back into the tunnel system. Now, do you want to explore further, or do you just want to leave?
I'm thinking getting out, because we don't know how far or how much that fire is going to be.
And y'all are out of bullets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So someone forgot to bring extra magazines.
You guys didn't say you were bringing extra bullets.
Where am I going to buy bullets in England?
New England.
New England.
So, you are choosing not to explore further and just to leave.
Yes. I think it'd be wise.
The fire seems largely contained to the room, but you can leave if you want.
There's nothing we could have grabbed, like off a bench or something on the way out?
All his research and materials, like he had a small lying down space, but that wouldn't have been where he kept any of his research materials. That was all in there.
In the lab area?
Yeah.
Darn. Because I was thinking of moving the gong or like going and grabbing some stuff while he was distracted fighting you all, and I decided to move the gong.
So he would have attacked you for sure if you started stealing his research notes. That was going to happen.
So one way or another.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good idea. But let's continue on with this. Let's close this out. What are you guys doing?
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. You guys backtrack your way, quickest way possible to get yourselves out. As you're leaving, you do catch sight of the small ape people. But they are not interested in confronting you. And so you make the shortest way out. You do have a bit of difficulty getting Josh up the place where you use the rope to climb down, but you do manage to get him up over time and get him back up to the surface world.
As we passed, Jacob's yelling, "Hey, the big snake guy's dead."
They don't understand English. They don't know what you're saying.
That's your shit.
Use sign language.
None of you have the language skill for sign language, as I recall.
No.
No. they also don't speak sign language either, so...
But you said that the large reptile man was speaking English to us, right?
Oh, he did, yes. He was hyper-intelligent. You get the feeling that he's the one who captured the slaves and the overseers, and then... Well... We'll get you guys out of this, and then we'll discuss what it was you figure happened. So, guys managed to get Joshua Winscott back into his basement. So, congratulations. You have survived this investigation. All of you this time, amazingly enough.
Surprising.
Very surprising. Yes. Count it up to a lot of poor rolls on my part. Very poor rolls on my part, and some very good rolls on your part.
Feel my pain.
Dorian has a mind like a steel trap.
Yeah, that would have been good. Okay. So you have successfully rescued Joshua Winscott. For doing so, everyone gets D6 sanity, which I will roll right now for you.
Oh, Dad, back.
So everyone gets 4 sanity back.
Sweet. That
brings me back up the...
Back up to 99.
For defeating Cy Harris, you each get 1d6 sanity as well. You each get an additional 2 sanity on top of that, so you're up to 6 now. And for defeating the Ghasts, you get an extra d8 of sanity. For a total of 4, so now you're up to a plus 10 sanity for all your good work.
Woo! But we can't go over 100.
Pardon?
Can we go over 100?
No. Okay. Actually, you can't go over 98, and neither can the rest of you who got the vision from Yik, because your permanent sanity was reduced down to when you got a Cthulhu Mythos score of plus 2.
Mine was already down 3. Does that mean I'm down to 95?
How did you drop your maximum sanity before without gaining Cthulhu Mythos?
I don't remember.
You did. You have a 98. You have a 98. Okay. So.
Sorry. So there's max sanity and there's sanity.
Yes. Your max sanity starts at 100 when you start your character. Gaining Cthulhu Mythos information drops your sanity by the same amount as you gain in Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay. So
now Dottie is the only one who can have a max sanity of 99.
Gotcha.
So Josh seems to have gone, at the moment, we're going to call what he is permanent. Well, I don't know if he's indefinitely insane, but he's definitely insane right now.
He needs to go to the hospital.
He very much needs to go to a sanitarium. He's never going to be... Well, we'll go to the conclusion statements. So, the main goal of this was for you to rescue Josh, which you did. Congratulations. Now that he has been rescued, you get the feeling that Josh is never going to be the same as he used to be. Yes, he is now indefinitely insane. It is perhaps with time he could be cured, but he will need much help. If you bringing him home, how do you plan on addressing his being insane right now when you get him back to the surface?
Hit his head. Look, I'm a clinical psychologist. I can come up with some.
No, I'm not looking for you to find an excuse. What do you plan to do? You're in the house of a guy who is currently insane. And he's in his house. What do you plan to do?
Put him to bed for now.
Okay. That the Are you going to at least kind of call somebody?
Yeah, I think we're going to call it in.
Call it in? Okay, are you going to...
We're going to call it in.
are you planning to... Who are you planning to call?
Let's call...
Is it Arthur Bennett?
You're planning to call Mr. Bennett? That is a... Yep. That's an excellent choice. Arthur picks up the phone and is delighted to hear from you and asks you how things are going with Mr. Winscott.
He needs to be admitted to a psychiatric facility.
Oh, so it's one of those, is it?
You tell me.
Well, I happen to know of someone reputable who in the Providence area... We'll get him seen to right away.
Oh, I know someone reputable in the Boston area, but okay.
Well, he lives in Providence. That's where his home is. Let's keep him in a familiar setting. It would be very unusual for him to travel all the way to Boston just to have his mental health dealt with. But rest assured, we will take very good care of him. So what happened? What happened down there? We knew there'd be something dangerous, but we weren't quite sure what.
Give them the spiel. Carvings, ancient scenes and tunnels, devolved creatures, humanoid creatures, serpentine, iconography, mutated... Whatever the whites were, we wouldn't have a word for them. Mutated creatures, serpent men, possibly a door to another dimension, and a gong.
That is quite the interesting story. Serpent people. Yes, that does make a certain amount of sense. All right. Well, we'll get some of our top men to looking into this right away. You have done enough. Thank you for fulfilling your end of our arrangement. You seem to have acquitted yourselves quite well. Is everyone other than Mr. Winscott all right?
Yeah.
You all have seemed like amongst you there seems to be some minor scratches and scrapes and bruises, whatever, cuts and stuff. Nothing serious.
Conrad's the most hurt, I think, at 2 hit points down.
I think so.
Yeah.
He offers his congratulations to all of you. He says that you all seem to work as a fantastic team. He's saying this to Conrad, but I'm sure you're going to relate. That you seem to work as an excellent team.
Hold the phone so everyone can.
You all work as a fantastic team, it seems. Quite adept. Your skill sets seem to work very well together. Perhaps in the future... We might be able to find means to employ you all as part of our organization's attempts to deal with these kind of unknowns and threats. I must say, it is very hard to find anyone who can handle this and come out as well as you have. You're all very sane. Seems like you're all very sane still, and you're all very healthy. So this bodes very well. I must reveal to you that these two incidents you have experienced are just the start of a much larger and more chaotic world than you could possibly imagine. And if you're willing, in the future, I mean, we hold no bond over you. We are, as they say, square. But if you're interested in protecting this world... There are threats out there that we could definitely use your help on. But that's for later. Thank you very much, and thank you for bringing us to the attention of Mr. Winscott's condition. We'll make sure that he is well cared for. My employer will be exceedingly pleased with this news.
Very good. Very, very good.
And that is where we're going to end this investigation. Congratulations on surviving, everyone. You're all sane. You're all alive. Despite my best efforts. And we will perhaps in the future pick up another investigation of Call of Cthulhu. But to our listeners / watchers, we will not be continuing with Call of Cthulhu in the coming weeks, but we will be moving on to... Well, Mark, why don't you tell everyone what we'll be moving on to?
Big Apple Sewer Samurai, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the 80s.
Very good. And since I asked him that you should know, Mark will be running a new campaign for us as our new game master. And with that, I will bid you adieu. Tonight we had Kate.
Good night. Thank you.
We had Graham.
Good night, all. See you next time.
Steve.
Good night, everybody. I was throwing haymakers this time around.
Goose.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.
And Mark.
Good night, everybody. Donald needs 2 teardrop tattoos now.
And I am Eric. I have been your keeper of arcane lore in this fantastic investigation of Call of Cthulhu. If you were looking for us on our socials, it is linktree/COJ roleplaying. And thank you for spending this time with us. Goodbye.